what will inspire a lot of our teams, you know, around us, till target is that way as all Ireland champions. But realistically, we look at that was a competition last year, and a new competition this year. With that one chalked down on the board, and we're starting from scratch again. That's the way the lads are all there, and the attitude they have, you know.
Yeah.
I see.
And tell me, in terms of squad or team, have you many of last year's team and squad?
If the panel of 31 last year, were roughly around, I think, 16 still there from last year, so we have, you know.
And then in terms of first choices from last year?
In the final that we started with maybe something like 7 lads there available the year, so we have as well, yeah.
So that's a very good backbone, isn't it?
Oh, it is, aye. Like I say, we're always working with an overlap here, you know. Because the thing is, we just felt it was very healthy for developing the teams year in, year out. And you can see it there, the lads that's been there maybe the year before that maybe weren't making the team, that they're really ready to step in the following year. So really good aspect that way of handling it, you know.
The pressure on guys that were there last year.
Well, the pressure's on them, so there's not way to hold their places. But like as I say, there's nothing guaranteed that you're going to be back in if you had been on last year.
Yeah.
So you have to really put the work in. Yep,
yeah,
aye.
Yeah. So you played who in the Leo Murphy?
We played Meath, Antrim and Down in the Leo Murphy Cup, yeah, aye.
And two wins and a draw.
Yep, we drew Meath, and Meath went through to the final with a point scoreline difference, yep, aye.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And did you get to try out much, or how did you?
Oh, we did. With a fair few lads, all the game time, and say, you know, we've seen a lot of this happening all year. We've a lot of lads who still were involved in schools football too, and we're able to watch them playing as well. And as I say, it's been a pretty good year all around so far. Yep.
Yeah. And I suppose, in a sense, the schools took away players, but it probably was a blessing in disguise too, because they give you an opportunity to look at other
people. It did. It gave us a chance to look at our lads as well. And, you know, even watching the schools football, there's some of our lads there who are stepping up. You lads maybe been a younger age 6 months ago, and that 6 months of development and difference on them are really, really coming forward as well here. So there's a lot of players out there to look at, yeah.
Tyrone really have got it, haven't you? What, you've won three, there's only, what, 6 under-20s, and you've won 3 of them?
Won three, so we have.
And a couple of All-Irelands.
We've won All-Ireland. And 3 Ulsters. Look, it's nice to see the lads getting success, but the biggest success is seeing lads stepping up to the senior level. That is the whole goal, you know, as well. Yes, you want to take silverware as you go along the way. Brilliant. And it's a great way to step to senior level, but it's getting as many lads through as possible. You know, that's a good aspect of it.
Under-20 or under-21, which would you prefer?
Well, you see, you go back to the same thing again. If it's going to be under 20, you know, under 18s, you go back to that discussion, and that might be probably the main discussion. I really do think it's best at under 18, and that hence then it pushed the lad under 21, and it says lad there maybe just not ready for senior
at 20,
that acts the year. So you look at a lot of the lads that's playing under 20, really they're 19-year-olds, they haven't hit their 20th birthday yet, so they haven't, and that additional year it means a lot to it, as a lad development, so it does, you know. Aye.
Much work still to be done, is it?
A lot of work to be done. We have a big challenge in front of us here, and that's what we're looking at. You know, the year 2023, we've Down as our first game up here, and it's a big challenge in front of us. So it is.
Yeah. Tell me, in terms of the players, say you said 6 or 7 started last year in the final. Who are the main names? Give us a few names of those.
You have a lot of lads there started from last year. You have Michael Rafferty there. This is a superb year with us last year. Dan Muldoon came in at wing half back for the All-Ireland semi-final and final last year. Rory McHugh, Seanie O'Donnell, Conor Cush, Rory Canavan, Lorcan McGarty, you know, they just rhyme off the lads there as a competition.
They put the fear of God in a lot of teams.
Well, you know, they do. At the same time, you have a lot of our lads there really showing well at them. And then the McCaffreys have a fantastic year so far for us. From OMA, a lad hadn't played a minor football or nothing like that. And he's really had a great couple of seasons with OMA, and he stepped in the year, and he's really enjoying it. So he is, yep, aye.
So, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, yep. It's great to see. It's great to see all the young lads through Ulster all competing against each other and really going forward. And as you heard Kieran saying earlier on, it's a competitive competition, and that's the way you'd want it to know all the way in Ulster here.